This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. TE1 will chronicle a 60-year evolution of the tight end position, from its origins as an obscure, overlooked blocking role to the versatile superstar position that it is today. I'll explore the evolution of the position through conversations with some of the all-time game-changing tight ends. And just like the incredible tight ends we sit down with on my new show, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. This truck is all about grit, strength, and dependability. The same attributes it takes to be a tight end.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, BronxPinstripes.com proudly brings to you the most exciting Yankees podcast in the world! George's Box.
Welcome back to George's Box. I'm JJ.
I'm Nick.
And it fucking sucks to be a Yankee fan. We are minutes after the loss. This is going to be quick. You can see how long this episode is. We'll be back on Wednesday, our regular slot, with like a whole season, whatever. But Cole went out and did what we wanted Cole to do.
Cole did his job, man, and it was tough to see the offense shit the bed again in a do or die, put your nuts on the table game. The offense just doesn't show up. Just no hits. They didn't, other than the Judge homer, they didn't even come close to scoring, and it wasn't like, oh, we had second and third here, and we had bases loaded here. We didn't even have any threats. Like, it was pathetic, man. It was pathetic. Honestly, embarrassing.
I said yesterday we need a first inning where we see, you know, 17 pitches, something like that. We can't let it be seven. It ended up being eight. We only saw Glasnow for two and a third, but we let him get comfortable, and, you know, they go right to their best reliever. All of a sudden, we've eaten up half the game.
Yeah, it was brutal. And the first batter of the game, DJ, was kind of an omen. He hits kind of a tough grounder back to Glasnow, who picks it up, makes a terrible throw to first. It spikes it 7 feet in front of Choi, who somehow picks it. And you're like, going to be one of those days. And they didn't come close to scoring. They also made some key errors. Glaber made an awful error. Gio made an awful error. They really didn't deserve the game. The Rays probably should have taken the lead on that ball to Gardner. Rob, this isn't a game where, like, oh, we got out, you know, we outplayed them and should have won. Like, we thoroughly got our asses beat.
We offensively didn't show up. We didn't put ourselves in a position to win. There was the hope, you know, we had the one Judge home run, and it wasn't stacking up for us to score a lot of runs at any point. Like you said, we weren't second and third. We weren't bases loaded every inning. But we hit a point where – all I was hoping, like, oh, maybe someone will get hit by a pitch and then we'll get like a fluke home run. Like, it just wasn't, the energy was not there offensively.
Weren't stringing the bats together. You knew the Judge homer wasn't going to be enough. And in game one and in game four, they had slim leads and they were able to tack on. Here, we weren't able to tack on at any point. I can't even go back. It's not like, oh, I can't even think of one inning where we were, oh, this was going to be the inning. Like, how many times did we even get a guy to second?
Only a handful of times.
Twice?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there wasn't like the big threats. Like other nights we've been complaining, like we've got the bases loaded and we're getting one run, no runs. We weren't getting there. We couldn't get any kind of rhythm going. Their pitchers were in control. Every time they would start to falter, they'd get to 3-0 and Judge would ground out. Glaber grounds out. Like guys are swinging 3-0 when they shouldn't. If you're going to put Gary Sanchez in to play defense, let him fucking hit. What, Mike Ford?
Dude,
he hasn't hit since August.
Pinch hitting and the classic Mike Ford takes the borderline 3-2 pitch, starts taking his shin guard off.
Yeah, what the fuck are you taking your shin guard off?
Who are you, dude? Who are you? Just the classic. And you know what? I know our whole thing is savages in the box. We don't swing at borderline pitches. That might not be the ideal strategy here, because we keep getting called out on borderline pitches and the Rays swing at those and they foul them off. And the, I don't even know how to say his name, Brazo.
Brazo, yeah.
His 10 pitch at bat, he's fouling off those borderline pitches. Whereas we stand there and look at it and get rung up. And that was the difference.
That whole Brazo at bat, it was just, I just kept thinking, like, what the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing, chap? Because You came in, you got the first out, really, you got the last out of the first inning very quickly. You came out very quick, first at bat of this inning. Let's go. Let's keep it going because we need you for one more inning because we're about to score here. And again, it's a home run in a playoff game and a smirk.
Yeah, that's what it was. And look, the Rays, they outplayed us all year. They outplayed us in this series. It's just very tough to year after year after year have these big games and come up short. And this is a group that simply hasn't gotten it done. They haven't come close to getting it done. And like I've said over and over, it's not like we were up 3-2 in the World Series going into game six and had a bad bounce. We haven't come close to winning. And this is the fourth year in a row, right? Am I missing something?
We had, I mean, in 2017, you know, we were up 3-2 there. Like, you know, we thought it was over, but since then it's been, like, since we were up 3-2 in that series, it's just been all shaky ground, all not delivering, not living up to expectations. Like, at the end of the day, were there injuries this year? Yes. Did we miss DJ for a couple games at the beginning and Chapman at the beginning for COVID? Yes. But we played well in those games. We won those games. And we'll be back on, you know, Wednesday morning. We'll have, like, a full season, you know, talk about it and a little look ahead. Because it's Friday night, and it sounds like Nick's at a college party right now. I'm very jealous.
Dude, this was – Jack, don't be jealous of me. This was brutal. Watching this game in a social setting was hell. It was tough.
Are you like – does everyone think you're an asshole?
No, everybody kind of knows the deal. But now it's like I'm here for the weekend, and how am I supposed to enjoy the rest of this? We're doing some barbecue grill bullshit tomorrow. How am I supposed to have any fun?
It's – I don't know. You want to read some ads?
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. You've counted on restaurants, now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery, too. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local spot, and your food is on its way. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget, that's code BLUEWIRE for $5 off your first order of DoorDash. Tonight, I'm going to remember the offense just not showing up at all. And in a team that it seemed like we scored 5 runs every single game this year, to show up tonight and score 1 run, it's just embarrassing, man. And it's really hard.
There was a lot of confidence coming out of this team. A lot of talk of, like, you know, we're animals. And listen, Glasnow's a very good pitcher. We got him for 2 1/3. We saw their best reliever for a couple innings. Like, they threw some good guys at us, but they didn't. We should have scored some runs. Like, this is, we had guys on the ropes. They didn't have to bring in Snell. You know, they didn't bring in, you know, they had Morton up, but they didn't have to make any dramatic moves. They didn't have guys coming in and having to, you know, pick up dramatically more pitches than they normally do.
No, look, we had our chances, and you know what? I want to say this. The umpire was really good tonight. This isn't a game, and I'm almost thankful for that, that it wasn't the umpire's fault. We had our chances. He called a good game. Cole getting out of that bases loaded jam in the first inning, you really thought that was going to be a spark. The Gardner robbing the homer, and they didn't come close. They didn't come close to scoring. Like we can sit here and analyze different at-bats or different decisions, but they didn't hit any balls hard. Do they have any extra base hits other than the Judge home run? I want to say no. Nah. We didn't have any doubles, right?
No. It was
Hicks had a single.
It was a pathetic showing. We watched a lot of really good pitches. We swung at a lot of really bad pitches when counts were in our favor and helped them out. And, you know, it was either The only way we went deep into a count is if they went 3-0 and instead of taking ball four, we swung at a bunch of pitches and it eventually struck out or grounded out. Besides that, we were just getting out on the first pitch.
Glaber and Stan both swung at terrible 3-0 pitches. And that's part of my problem is your whole thing all year is, you know, you're patient. You're going to grind out at bats. And today in a do or die game, they're swinging at the first pitch. They're swinging 3-0. It really felt like they had no plan tonight.
Yeah, there was no – whatever plan there may have been, there was no execution. It's almost like when you get caught up in the hype, like for me, even talking about the game, say like I went – I picked up food. I made that the fucking Voight video.
Yeah.
You know, like I did all that stuff to distract myself, and I was just driving through Philly blasting Rough Riders World War III, just ready to fucking fight someone at like 6:15. And I feel like maybe the team was like that. And just like they were relying on someone else to get it done the same way I was relying on them to get it done because there's nothing I can do about it. You know, they just – it's like you said, they're the cool guy who doesn't have to try hard. It was just going to happen for them.
Popular kid syndrome. You know what the sad part is? It's like I don't even know how to say this, but I'm not even that shocked or upset. It's like I'm just 17 losing to the Astros, 18 losing to the Red Sox. This is becoming just an annual thing of when we're going to get eliminated. And it's like, oh, this is the time of the year that we get eliminated and we're done. Like, I can't really sit here and say I'm very surprised.
I hate being this team that, like, makes it to the playoffs every year.
And it seems like they're good with that. Like, and they're not going to make, well, I mean, we're going to do a full preview, review, but whatever. I'm telling you right now, there's not another Garrett Cole walking through that door. They are not making a big splash this year. They might retain a few guys, make some under the radar moves, but you can already hear the COVID excuse.
It's going to be a weird off season.
Yeah, we're not going to do much. We're going to come back and they're going to say, well, we'll be healthy. And I'm still not convinced that these guys can get through 162. Judge, Stanton, and whoever. And
he's still not convinced. Where would that have changed to anywhere being convinced? Of course you're still not convinced. These guys have done nothing to show me that they can play 100 games.
You can't have your thing be, we'll just show up, we'll be healthy in the playoffs and then not perform.
Yeah.
Come playoff time. They had a great game one. They shit the bed hard in game two. They shit the bed hard in game three. This isn't even necessarily about tonight. They shit the bed hard twice. And yeah. tonight was a coin flip that landed on the wrong side. But game two and game three, make no mistake, that's where they lost the series. You got to win one of those two.
Oh, yeah. You got to not. Here's what you do. In game two, you just throw your second best pitcher.
Yeah.
You don't throw your fourth best pitcher and then switch it out to maybe your third best pitcher. But who knows? Maybe he's your fifth. Like, whatever. Listen, the season's over. We'll be back on Wednesday to talk about more in depth. Nick's got to go pout in the corner and ruin a party. I got to go smoke in my backyard by myself and then play Fortnite. It's real sad times. It's not going to be this year. And you know what? Fine. Good. Because there wouldn't be a parade because of goddamn COVID. But I am going to say one thing, right? I hate to get political, but wear your fucking mask so we can go to opening day. Wear your goddamn mask so the next time the Yankees fucking play, we can all be there and win a World Series, and we'll see you at the parade.